When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, travelers. Harley Takagi-Kaner here. As we head into the last two episodes of the Second Citadel series, I just wanted to remind you that if you need trigger warnings or if you listen with young children, you should make sure to check the trigger warnings in the episode description or in the transcript. If you don't typically require trigger warnings, just know that they may contain semi-spoilers. I'm very excited to share this episode with you. Enjoy.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The World to Come.
Caroline! Caroline, are you all right? Caroline, we have to keep moving. We've already gone so much slower than we meant to.
I know.
Queen Mira is already so far ahead of us, and we have to get back to Lam and the others before we lose our chance to enter the Fish Princess's palace, and if we...
I know. Just a moment. I only need a moment.
The weather... it changed again. The seas are drying up.
Then we only have a half an hour to enter the palace before the path is closed to us by ocean. By journeying back to our meeting place, then all the way to the palace, I don't see how we have time.
Do you hear that? A horse in the distance. Is that... Dampier! With Mark and Talfrin!
Olala! Caroline! Got no time to explain, but there's been a change of plans. Come on, you two. Let's get a move on. The invaders' army is a hell of a lot faster than we thought they were.
They have all these machines, smaller and faster aeroplanes, and things that are like carts that move without horses, only they're super quick.
Don't waste time telling us about them. Where are we going?
Straight to the palace at the center of the universe. No stops, no sightseeing. We can explain on the way.
Oh, la la. Right. I shall take the form of a deer, swift and strong. Right on my back, Caroline.
Can I get on too? Dampier seems really upset that he has to carry both of us, and I was...
No time. It's a hell of a plan Sorel cooked up. Now, we gotta make sure it works. Yeah, Dampier, yeah! We're heading straight into the battlefield.
And then St. Ferdinand just disappeared. But based on what he said, we're pretty sure... Well, it was Olala's idea, but I think she's right... that he must have come here to return his slingshot to the Fish Princess's palace. Whew. So, any questions?
The saints themselves. But it's so difficult to imagine. All those stories, to sort the truth from the lie or exaggeration, it could be the work of a lifetime. To imagine them as people, real people, and St. Damian himself, of course, a man capable of error, what else could he be? But the regret he must have felt in his final moments, I can hardly imagine. And to think that his power lingers even now to assist us, to assist me. What must his spirit think and feel if it can think and feel at all?
Actually, I've got a question, Sorel.
Yeah, Mark?
You said you had a plan... But that was less a plan and more, you know, a series of theological revelations that should probably shake our society down to its core. So, you know, useful, but not exactly what we're looking for right before a battle to save the universe.
And it's true. All of it true.
Tengu are known for their honor and honesty, Honeysuckle. They fight and speak fairly. I would suggest you believe every word.
That may take some time.
I too would like to hear this plan, Sir Lamorak. The origins of our saints' relics are all well and good, but how do they explain what we're to do with them?
We've heard that the universe is capable of defending itself from the army over the edge of the world in perpetuity, if enough of its magical power is freed up to do so. At present, it's spending too much magic on its creations. Evidently, it has a bad habit of spending magic it shouldn't on projects it can't afford.
Like the Saint's relics?
That's the hope, yeah. So, theoretically, we just need to find all three relics and destroy them. And then, I guess the universe will take it from there.
But how do we know that's how it works? Destroying our strongest weapons, just hoping the universe will solve the problem for us? Isn't that kind of a big risk?
Quan Yi's how. She said she did some kind of ritual to hear the universe's thoughts and got... stuck that way. But that means all this intel is from the source, and it doesn't get better than that.
But I don't understand. If that's what she was so worried about, why was she trying to kill me? Did she say anything about that?
Our good witch tried to what? My, that's difficult to swallow.
Though it certainly explains her reluctance to tell the tale in full.
No, Olala, Quan Yi didn't explain that particular outburst. Communing with the universe must have warped her mind too far. She was barely coherent.
You talked with her for a long time, Lam. Did she say anything then?
Nope, not a word.
But that doesn't make any sense.
The premise of this plan seems sound. If I question anything, Sir Lamorak, it's your confidence.
Why is that?
As far as I understand it, what you're suggesting has never been attempted before. Even assuming that the system you've described is indeed the case, that with enough free magic, the universe could both repel the invaders and erect a barrier to keep them out. Where is the proof that these three relics constitute enough energy for that goal?
There is no proof, of course.
Isn't that kind of a problem?
You heard the tale. Our alternative is to use these relics. But the last time that was attempted, the first citadel was destroyed.
Well, at least that's not going to happen again.
There is a risk no matter which road we take. At least the path Lamorak has suggested offers the greater outcome. Not only expelling the invaders, but preventing them from re-entry.
It's the only shot I can think of that'll stick, to be honest with you. It's not perfect. And if it doesn't work, I don't know. I guess we'll just figure something else out.
Figure something else out? Like what?
I could ask you the same question. All of you. A better way might exist theoretically, but we've only had a few weeks to come up with a save the world plan, and this is what I've got. Hopefully we all survive this, and 10 years from now, one of you writes me an angry letter about what we could have done better. But unless you know what that better path is right now, this is what we're working with.
Well, then, do we have any objections? Alternate suggestions? Anything?
Well, I, for one, believe wholeheartedly that we will succeed. All this business, first with Galahad, then the destruction of Silvershore, and now this. Violence and sorrow have had more than their fair share, and the time is ripe for something better.
Your optimism is certainly inspiring, my dearest friend and rival.
Well, of course it is! We must live as though we have a future, friend. Or else if all goes well and we find ourselves befutured, we won't be prepared for it in the slightest. Or would you rather survive this war and live out your long, long days as if you're overdue for the grave?
Angelo.
Angelo's right. We can do this. If it's the best chance we can think of, we have to do this.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let us storm that fish princess's palace, locate St. Ferdinand's slingshot, and save our universe!
Angelo, you won't be coming into the palace with us.
The heck are you talking about? Of course we're going with you.
You can't. We need as many good fighters up here holding the off-world as back as we can. We ran it through, Caroline and Olala and me, and every one of you is going to be needed up here.
Then the three of you are going down there alone? Lamorak, you can't hold a weapon. And Caroline, you shouldn't hold a weapon.
I suppose you'll just have to do your jobs and ensure nobody follows us in then.
Olala, surely you'd like more of us with you? It could be perilous in that ancient palace.
I would, but Lam's right. Mark knows the off-worlders better than any of us, and his gadgets might stand a chance against the machines.
I've heard Talfrin is a tracker who understands the wilderness better than anyone, and you'll need him on terrain as unpredictable as this.
Damien and Rilla are out, as if Quan Yi's story can be trusted. They are the only two among us who have successfully grounded an aeroplane. and Lord Aurum will be needed to communicate with the Monster Senate.
And that just leaves Ale and Angelo, and the two of you are our strongest fighters. With Ale's dryads and Angelo's strength, you might actually be able to stop those machines. Some of them, at least.
Well, I suppose there's no arguing with that.
Then I think we'd better get started. Olala, you know what to do. And if you've ever been a knight, you're coming with me. We have a visit to make before this war really takes off.
What is our situation, then?
The invaders are on the move, and they're making a beeline towards the Fish Princess's palace. Sorel thinks they're looking for a good spot to set up their sea weapons and cannons.
We were trying to wait for you guys to come back, but Sir Lamorak got worried we'd run out of time before the water comes back, so instead we're clearing a path!
Everyone's in position, waiting for you to come by. We're gonna get you two into that undersea palace or die trying.
Thank you both so much, and it's nice to see the two of you talking again.
I mean, of course we're talking. It's not a big deal. We talk all the time. I mean, we're brothers, so obviously.
Perhaps you two should stop babbling and stay focused on what's before us. We're headed toward that big armored vehicle.
Is that a cannon sticking out of it?
Hard left!
What was that?
We don't know, but it takes them a little while between shots. We should be safe for now.
Do we look for cover, then?
Only cover we need is on the other side of that cannon cart thing. Keep going. Tal! Is this the spot you found?
It should be. I mean, it should work. I mean, I saw the tracks in the mud, and it makes sense that they would live here because they are nomadic, and they do go across all four regions of the universe, and so why not here, you know? And
Yes, would have been fine, thanks. Hand me my walking-talking. Damien, you and Rilla have that popping pod ready.
Indeed we have, Mark. But surely you don't mean to use it here, where that armored vehicle stands.
You bet this is where. Some little wagon doesn't stand a chance against what I've been cooking up.
You finished it? I thought you said it still needed testing.
It sure does. And you all are about to see the first test. Borrowed pieces of the design from some of the weapons those off-worlders use, and I figure... Oops, no time. Damien, fire that popping pot at the ground near this big machine as soon as we pass by it. Get ready. In 3, 2, 1, now!
What in the frozen hells is that?
What is that smell?
A portable swamp. I didn't have much time to look through my notes, so I don't remember exactly how it works, but there was something about an invasive species of lichen from the Western Wastes that instantly degrades and putrefies the ground around it.
And that big machine's wheels are totally stuck in it! It can't move!
It can still turn that cannon, though, and it's turning towards us.
That's where I come in. Those big gas bubbles coming out of the swamp are highly flammable, right?
I think so, but...
You promised me highly flammable gas bubbles.
For sake's sake, Mark, if you're going to incapacitate that machine, then do it. It's nearly pointed right at you.
If you insist. Get ready, everyone. Because this is going to be a hell of a show. Yeah! I'm just going to grab my sword and pull the trigger. Voila! 1,000 degrees of flaming steel. Super Salamander Sword, invaders!
A veritable wall of flame. I have to admit, that weapon is impressive.
But are Mark and Talfrin all right? I can't see them anywhere.
Fine and dandy, Olala.
Woo-wee! Did you guys see that?
You can't stay and watch, though. Keep going!
But the soldiers are coming out of that machine. Will you two be able to handle them alone?
It's all right, because like I said, there were all these tracks around here, and I was thinking these look kind of like hooves, except you can see little scorch marks from where the flint in their hooves hits the rocks in the ground, and that's how I knew that we got really lucky, because this battle happened to be taking place right in the middle of the migratory path of a herd of...
Fire-eater bulls!
Yeah, those.
No, I mean here they come. You two better get out of here quick. The two of us, plus Damien, plus Rilla, plus like 100 angry bulls, will hold back as many of them as we can.
Olala? Right. Thank you. All of you. Hey, Caroline, do you think they'll be all right?
This is war, Olala. You'll have to let go of the fantasy that every one of us is going to make it through this alive.
But it's so horrible. They didn't do anything wrong. And now they could just die?
You grew up in a garden of death. You know that death is a natural extension of life.
There's nothing natural about those machines. I hate them. I've never wished death on anyone but Galahad, but every human that holds one of those weapons or drive one of those machines, I hate them for what they're doing to us.
You are not alone in that, Olala. I do not hold the lofty ideals of Damien, or even Angelo. If Selamarak did not have such a compelling argument to the contrary, I would take those saints' relics myself and reduce every one of the machines to scrap.
What's that?
These must be the smaller, faster aeroplanes Telfrin spoke of. Stay ahead of their projectiles.
I'm trying, but they're so fast, and we've been running so long. I can't stay ahead of them forever. What was that? More of their explosives?
An explosion, yes. But it's hit one of the aeroplanes and just dissipated. It must be magical, but from where?
Look, Caroline. Wyverns in the sky above us. They must have come from the Northern Monster's army.
And on that one's back, is that?
The fireballs have no effect. Great eagles, drop your boulders.
Lord Aram!
Dropping boulders onto those aeroplanes. Anti-magic metal can't save them from those.
Knights, ready the cannons. If any of those aeroplanes land, destroy them.
Seems Queen Mira has managed to rally her troops after all.
And that means the path ahead is clear. Look, Caroline, at those tall seashell towers. I can see the Fish Princess's palace now.
Steady, Olala. It's close now. You can't run out of stamina just yet.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. Oh, what now?
It's that horseless wagon the others spoke of. Clustered in the back of it. Another of those projectile-spitting weapons. Keep running, Olala.
I'm trying, but it's getting so hard to...
Olala, we have to get up. Olala.
I can't. I ran as hard as I could, and I can't move.
Dryads, spread your roots.
The machine. The roots have jammed its wheels and crushed it.
Ollie and Angelo.
Take cover with us behind this boulder, quickly. Those invading fiends are likely to exit their vehicle and pursue us at any moment. I am glad to see the both of you safe. But Caroline, is that another injury? You're collecting so many of them of late.
It's only a scratch.
It is not too late to alter the course of our plan. If you are too injured to continue, I will gladly journey into the palace with Olala and Sir
Lambert. We've already discussed this. You are needed on the battlefield, Angelo, and I will not leave Olala's side.
Caroline...
Don't you start. For years now, I have promised to protect you. That is just what I plan to do. This injury is not so terrible. And even if it were, I would never give Absalom the satisfaction of killing me.
Captain Absalom? To think I once called him my mentor. How can he have fallen so far?
I think it may be you who has risen, old friend.
Ah, you flatter.
Here come the soldiers. It looks like they've got swords attached to the ends of those rifle things they're holding.
Then the brigands have finally decided to play fair, have they? If it's played to blame thereafter, we will be happy to oblige.
After we get these two out of here and into the palace. Any ideas?
Perhaps. Olala, are you well enough to take the form of a bird and fly?
I don't think so.
Could you perhaps glide, then, given enough speed?
I believe I could.
Then I would ask you to perch yourself on Caroline's shoulders. There, yes, just like that. Stay small now, and at the right moment, you must become a large bird. An albatross, perhaps. And glide. Do you follow?
I believe so. But how will we gain enough speed?
Leave that to Angelo the Strong. Yeah.
Angelo, what are you doing? Put me down.
You will touch ground again within that undersea palace, and not a moment sooner. Friends, Caroline, Olala, I have known you both for quite some time now. When I think back to our first adventure in those echoing caves, Caroline, when I remember you as my little sidekicker, Olala, I would not be half the man I am today if I had not met you both. I know that you will succeed, because I believe that good must succeed. I have met few more good than the both of you. No matter what happens to me, know that I have seen in you both a better future, and I will do all in my power to ensure it comes to pass.
Don't die on me now. We'll be careful. But you must do your very best to survive.
When have I ever done anything less than my very best? And with that, I bid you good luck and farewell. For now.
Angelo, what are you doing?
Sending you as far as my strength will allow. Prepare yourselves, and remember Olalon and Albatross.
Good luck, you two. I get the feeling you're gonna need it.
And now, a mighty Angelo throw!
Still got about 10 minutes before the sea fills up again.
I couldn't slow down.
The longer we take, the longer our comrades outside must hold back the off-world forces. To save as many of them as we can, we must keep moving.
Don't let me stop you then. Let's go.
I asked Angelo to stow St. Damien's spear and St. Aaron's hammer behind that suit of armor just ahead. It's not like I could carry them in here myself.
Suit of armor? Is that what these collections of stone and steel are supposed to be?
There are hundreds of them stretching down this long hall. And they're all so different. Suits of armor for every kind of body you could imagine. Gauntlets for claws and pauldrons for wings and... What do you call a piece of armor that goes over a tentacle?
I've never heard of such a thing.
This was a monster palace. Makes sense they'd have armor for the kinds of warriors who were stationed here. But as for what you call it, I don't know if there's any way for us to know that anymore. It looks like nobody's been here in centuries.
From the state of things, it appears something catastrophic must have happened. The crumbling stone, the shattered armor. But the Tengu's tale made no mention of any of this.
Maybe it wasn't relevant. Or... anybody else get the impression that Reaper Kestrel didn't quite tell us the whole story?
What do you mean? What would she have left out?
I don't know. It's just a hunch, I guess. But the way she looked at... anyway, the hammer and the spear are right here. You two mind grabbing those for me? I'd do it, but they'd, kill me. So...
such strange power in this spear. The way it itches at my hand and arm. It's as though it hungers to be thrown.
You right there, Olala?
Yeah, it's quite heavy, but I can manage.
Did you just shapeshift into yourself, but with muscles?
Yeah. So?
Nothing. It's just... wild how you can get used to anything, I guess.
That explosion sounded close by. Then the battle has truly begun.
We can't waste any time then. Let's pick up the pace.
Caroline, do you need a ride again?
I will let you know if I do. For now, I'd rather stretch my legs. I'd like to be ready if I need to use them in a hurry.
Olala, you okay?
I think so. Ever since we've entered this palace, it all feels familiar somehow. Like I've been here for a very long time.
Has it been that long? It should still be like the Wayward East out there. I doubt the seas have been filled back up yet.
And when it does, what will become of us? Surely this entire palace will flood.
I'm guessing it won't. A lot of this armor is for monster bodies that shouldn't be aquatic. There must be some kind of magical semi-water here, like the mermaids use in their tunnels.
What's that noise?
It sounds like the doors to the palace opening.
Maybe it's Angelo or someone trying to give us an update.
That doesn't sound like Angelo. That sounds like machines.
Those off-world fiends must have broken through, and they're headed this way.
Let's move.
There's the damned change in region, finally. Why couldn't it have just come a minute sooner?
I hope Angelo and Ale are safe.
Let's focus on getting ourselves safe first. Is it just me, or is the ground getting a little unstable?
The stonework is crumbling. Whatever happened to this palace, we must be drawing closer to the source.
Whatever it is, let's hope it's friendly.
Wait. Wait, stop!
What is it?
We really can't afford to take our time right now, Olala.
I know, but that feeling I've been having, it's telling me that there's something about this wall.
Oh, it's hardly a wall any longer. It seems the ceiling has collapsed here. This is merely rubble.
Help me push it.
Olala.
I'm certain this is the way. I don't know how, but I'm... That noise.
Your cards. The thought stream.
It tells me where I need to be. And it's through this rubble. Help me.
Amazing. Another hallway. And we almost missed it.
It's in much worse shape than this. We'll be up to our ankles in water.
It's through here. I know it's through here.
Oh, Lala, wait. Damn it, those machines sound like they're catching up to us.
Then I will take the form of a giant heron to walk through these waters as fast as I can. But you must both jump on. Quickly. Left. Now. Right. Now right again. I can feel it.
It's a labyrinth. And all these suits of armor collapsed and discarded like this? What the hell happened here?
I only pray it doesn't happen again.
This is it. This is the way.
Olala, are you sure? It looks like a dead end to me.
I'm certain of it. These stones. We have to move these stones and clear a path forward.
They're here. In the submerged hallway.
At least that maze will keep them busy.
I'm not sure it will. The thought stream, it's so excited that it looks like it scattered while we ran. Once they think to follow the path of the cards...
We'll just have to dig quickly. Move. That voice. It can't be.
Look, we've done it. It's a narrow path, but I think we can all fit if we crawl.
We won't be able to crawl with these relics in our hands. We'll have to push them through first.
I can do it.
Be quiet.
This sounds awful close.
Oh, Lala, have you gotten them through?
Almost. Yes. Hurry, and let's crawl through before
they... I don't think we'll be crawling anywhere. Not without my permission.
Damn it. Half a dozen invaders. Why does it not surprise me to see Absalom riding with them?
Doesn't seem like he's their buddy. Looks pretty banged up. And like he's got his hands tied behind him.
Well, Absalom. Are these three part of the group you told us about?
Yes. They are the very villains themselves. Conspiring to ally human with monster. I knew you wouldn't approve, of course. You're knights yourselves in a way, more so than my own men from the cowards. And so I came right away to warn you. And now you see my information was reliable, so perhaps you
can... They can conspire with whoever they like. It won't matter once this universe is dead. What I care about are those weapons you described to me. Do you see them on their person?
No, I'm afraid I don't. But I know they have the hammer, and they seek the slingshot, so it follows that the spear... Regardless, they must have hidden them somewhere. That's it! They heard you coming and fearing your superior might.
Enough! I'd advise the three of you not to make a single movement. You are still alive only because I require information from you, but I only need one of you in order to obtain that information. Do you follow my meaning?
We do. But you'll regret listening to Absalom. People typically do.
I can see why. I must admit that I find this man's report about these legendary weapons highly unlikely. Though this particular universe has caused us difficulty in the past, I do not believe that the creature comprising this plateau could produce weapons more powerful than our technology. But when I do a job, I do it thoroughly, and that means following every lead, including the babbling of a worm like this.
Then you must be the one they call the Hand.
Is that what they call me here? I suppose that will serve me well enough. Now to business. If you tell me where you've hidden this special hammer and spear, I will let you live for whatever amount of time that remains on this plateau. If not...
Here I am!
It's all right. Didn't like that ear anyway.
I think I've made my point. You are cornered, outnumbered, outmatched by superior weaponry. You can comply, or you can die. There is no third option. Well, what is your decision?
Lamorak, this would be an excellent time for a plan.
I know, I'm thinking.
And you can't come up with anything? No third option?
No, I've got something. It's just... not a third option.
What in the world is that supposed to mean?
That's enough whispering. I will take your answer, or I will take your life. Which is it?
Time. You just need to buy them a little more time, Lamorak.
What was that?
To be honest, I don't see why we're supposed to be scared of you, Hand. I've never seen that little weapon you're holding, but it doesn't look like much. And so far, I've only seen it make a loud noise and nick me. I think you're bluffing. I think from that far away, there's not a thing you can do to us.
Nick you? Oh, I always forget how primitive you people are. You don't know anything, do you? Well, then maybe we'll have to have a demonstration. Absalom?
Yes, sir?
You introduced yourself to me as Absalom the Swift, if I recall. I would like to see just how swift you are. Soldier, untie him.
You want me to run in these conditions? Emissary,
You have until the count of five to escape me.
This is very amusing, sir, but really I think the focus should be...
Five?
You can't be serious. You wouldn't know about the Saint's relics at all without me. I've shown only loyalty. I hate the monsters just as much as you do.
Four.
No!
Damn, I thought he'd shoot me.
I thought, what?
Watch, you three, as I demonstrate what our superior technology can do to you if you attempt to resist us. Three.
Olala, Caroline, there are a few ways this can go from here, but no matter what happens, I need you two to crawl through that tunnel as fast as you can.
Without you? Lamb, no! You promised me.
I'll be right behind you. Don't worry.
You won't. I can hear it in your voice. You're lying to me again, Lamb. Don't lie to me. Don't be dense, Lamorak. What hope do you have alone against this many soldiers, unarmed?
Two.
I have a plan to buy some time, but I don't have enough time to explain it. You'll have to trust me.
Only if you come with us.
I will if I can, but...
I won't do it, Lamb. You promised me. You said that when all this was over, we could find a place to live, a new home. You promised.
Caroline, I need you to trust me. Please.
One. Well, is that enough of a demonstration for you? You, what are you doing in the water? Who told you that you could move?
You two, go now.
You can't do this, Lamb.
I'm sorry, Olala. But I already did.
No. A sword. No. Olala, let's go. Lamb, no, you can't. No. Caroline, let go of me. No.
Thanks for all the memories, kid. Wish I had more time to enjoy them.
My point, Sir Lamorak of the Piercing Eye. And that makes three.
Conjure up whatever magic nonsense you'd like. We'll kill every one of you with or without your weapons. Open fire, men! What?
I have business with this man. You will not interrupt it.
Thanks, Kestrel. Guessing I can't convince you to let me go?
I am incapable of such a thing. That is the price of my power. As all power has its price.
Doesn't seem like those guys paid too much. Guess they got it on sale.
If you saw their world for yourself, you would know that they have paid dearly for it.
Can I at least ask you a question before? You know?
I see that piercing eye remains curious until the very end. You have several seconds before I complete my transformation. Then I must feed.
A question and a favor, then.
Pushy, aren't you?
Sir, the thing is growing.
Shoot it, then!
Quickly now.
When we were on your mountain, you kept staring at Olala. It was almost like...
I recognized her. I do. From an age long past. Before even your saints. And perhaps another age earlier still. I do not remember. Even my memory grows hazy with time. If I said nothing, it is because I did not see how it would help you. But she is very impressive, and she has never done so well as she does now. Not that I can recall.
That's good to hear.
And your favor, speak quickly. I hunger.
Those soldiers over there, just give them hell for me before you go.
It would be my great pleasure.
Hang on, Posidonia. I'm coming.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actor Stuart Evan Smith and co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
I always kind of thought in the back of my mind that he would go out in some way similar to the way that he does. So I think that being in some way mentally prepared for that the entire run helps.
Do you think that so I'm curious, did that like affect your performance of him throughout?
Not really, no. It's something that you kind of keep in the back of your mind because Lam is that.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to My Penumbra Hyperfixation is back at 100% power. Amethyst, The Corn Eye and the Lonely Ghost, Alexiu, Tori Zuza, Dandy Fine, aka Mr. Jetsakuliak's number one fan, Z's here, Pietro Juno, Jonathan Wilkes will miss OG Penumbra, Juno Steele and the Costco Hot Dog, Hi, my name is DJ and I love this podcast, Ari Berry, Jonah Steele, An Intrepid Lilac, Andy Bell, The Werners weeping wildly about the Citadel's captivating conclusion, Jules shows up 5 seasons late with Starbucks, KCO, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Alim Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno. Thank you for the transgenderism, Juno Steele. The Emerald Eight, this podcast, haha. With love for the end and hope for the beginning. Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Nore, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky. Thank you, Penumbra team, for your amazing work. Braylon, Quintessence loves the Penumbra fandom this much. Hannah and Leah's adventures in gender shenanigans. The Lady Guinevere thanks you for joining us, travelers. Sydney bids a tearful goodbye to the Second Citadel. Shelley Schrode, Jemmy, Rachel, Osipit, Evit Kani, Diana Cause, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe. Desert Willow wants to know if Gawain Beloved will ever come back from the war. Rachel Howard, June Gashoku, Skyfire Forever. The lady has claimed another one, Jay Hull. James Evelyn, Grateful for Olala. Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal. Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Goodbye Sir Damien, Oh Honeysuckle, My Honeysuckle. Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Shura, Radius Ulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Cortu, Minchowski, Ash, B. Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The World to Come, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala, Leslie Drescher as Caroline, Stuart Evans Smith as Sir Lamorak, Stefano Purdy as Mark, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Melissa Anulet as Rilla, Matthew Zanzinger as Damien, Noah Symes as Lord Arum, Kat Buckingham as Queen Mira, M. Sutherland as Angelo, Anjimli as Ale, Alexander Stravinsky as Captain Absalon, Benny W. Farr IV as The Hand, and Eleanor Cho Fellerhoff as Reaper Kestrel. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.